You know, it's not going to be in the notes, but in this chapter 23, ask God for the opportunity to continue. 2024, ask God for the opportunity to continue. In the book of Psalms, it talks about a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. And it says he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season. And its leaf does not wither, and in whatever he does, he prospers. That's a pretty big deal. It won't be in the notes, but you can certainly listen to it as we continue today. We have a very important chapter. It's short, but oh, it's so pertinent, so important. Chapter 23, ask God for the opportunity to continue. 2024. There's a lot of reasons why you or I could not go to work today. Our country's at war around the world. Our businesses are in trouble for this reason or that. Our health could be at risk. Accidents happen. Political regimes could, in fact, ruin everything. And yet here we are preparing for whatever is next on the list in our own little bubble provided for by God. We are given an opportunity to continue today. If I realize that chapter 23 is a prayer key of gratitude, it becomes the highest order. How grateful to have what I have this minute, this very day. Please, Lord, let me continue. Romans 13, 11, 14, and do this knowing the time that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than we first believed. People always say, how do I know it's God's will? Well, generally it's because I don't want to do it. But after a while, I have been doing it so long, I am comforted by it because it's the right thing to do. How often did I not want to go to work? I didn't want to do it this way. I didn't want to do it that way. Until finally, by doing it anyway, we find ourselves here today and we say, oh my goodness, please let me continue. A single prayer, the opportunity to continue in His grace, His mercy. We have this day, even the wretched sinners that we are. Scripture, Romans 13 says, awake out of sleep, do for the Lord. Daniel 9, 4, and I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession and said, O Lord, great and awesome God who keeps His covenant and mercy with those who love Him and with those who keep His commandments, we have sinned and committed iniquity. We have done wickedly and rebelled even by departing from Your precepts and Your judgments. With all that, we ask to continue, and He's letting you do that. The world is coming apart. America is coming apart. Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe it's coming together. But Ezekiel is clear. 38 and 39, it tells me a godless world is going to bring us into Armageddon by a just and righteous God. By all rights here, I guess, the world has used its self-will and quit asking God for help. Yet here we are, blessed. You and I are here on this phone, blessed. I didn't stop asking Him for help. You didn't either. I desperately now ask Him for help, as you do. Psalm 71, 7, I have become as a wonder to many. But You are my strong refuge. Let my mouth be filled with Your praise and with Your glory all the day. My own children look at me in wonder. My goodness, what happened? What happened to my rock and roll dad? I saw pictures of my rock and roll dad. Now he's in church playing in the choir. What happened? I have become as a wonder to many. Psalm 71. Let me be clear about the Bible. It's a very unique book. It tells me the future. Only God could know prophecy. Nobody else can tell the future. Why does He tell me in Scripture the world ends? Well, He wants me to be happy with this very moment. That the world will end, but you are peaceful at this very moment. Knowing I am not promised tomorrow, Scripture tells me I'm not promised tomorrow, but it also tells me I am still safe with Him. The world may be ending. I'm not promised tomorrow, but I, you, am still safe with him. Safe to do what needs to be done today for my business, in my business, my family, my life. Giving all the glory to God. Whether the world ends or not, it is of no matter to me. I am with God. He gives me the future to say, all this bad that's happening, I told you it was going to happen, but you're okay. Ezra 9:8, but now for a brief moment, the Lord our God has been gracious in leaving us a remnant and giving us a firm place in his sanctuary. And so our God gives light to our eyes and a little relief in our bondage. And all the craziness that's going on, we have a little relief that God is with us. The scripture says it's going to get nuts, and it is nuts. But I finally realize, finally I realize what I have. And I know how easily all of it could change. My prayer, Jesus, in the midst of the storm, allow me to continue in your holy grace to bring honor and glory to the King. Sounds so easy, doesn't it? Well, it's not when I'm out there running and gunning and running my mouth. It's not so easy to remember, whoa, let me do what needs to be done, your will, to honor you, whoa, thank you for this opportunity to continue. Everything becomes so important, doesn't it? If I don't do this, the whole world blows up. No, it's not me. I need to stay in the bubble that God has given me. Stay in there and take care of what he has given me today. Can I, in the short time left, be used by the Lord to bring hope to the hopeless? An example of Jesus, an honorable goal. That's an honorable goal. I don't know. Can I be? Well, it's up to him. But I'm ready. I ask him. I say, am I ready? I say, I'm ready. Then I say, am I ready? It's up to him. You're ready when he calls, whether you're ready or not. Whether you got a lot or you got a little. Paul talks about it. Whether I got a lot or I got a little, I got God. You know, I don't know if Einstein really believed in the God of the Bible. I don't really know. But I have a story about Alberto Einstein. In 1950, he offered this kid a note. He didn't have any money on him, and he offered this kid a note. So he wrote something down. In lieu of a tip, he said, this could be far worth more than any tip one day. This will be worth a lot more. Well, he was right. Some years later, about 95 years to be exact, that note bearing Einstein's theory of happiness. Einstein's theory of happiness. It sold at auction for $1.56 million. It said, and I quote, a calm and modest life brings more happiness than the pursuit of success combined with constant restlessness. Well, what did I think about that? Everybody thinks that's pretty cool. That's why I put it in here. Everybody thinks that's pretty cool. You don't have very much. Well, that didn't do much for the bus boy that didn't get any money that minute. It was worth $1.5 million 95 years later. That didn't help the kid. I'm surprised he didn't just pitch it in the trash can. He must have put it in his pocket and his wife found it. Who knows? But God in 95 years is worth $1.5 million. God right now is worth more than anything in the universe to you and me. Right now. The tip is right now. I get to continue right now. If I couldn't walk, would I trade in $1.5 million to walk? You bet I would. And so would you. What God has given us today is huge, James 3:13. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness. Now that verse also described demonic behavior. I don't think I had to describe it. We all know what demonic behavior is. It's the opposite of this. God, in full of mercy, allows us to continue today. People that make a lot of money and money is the top. You know, Frank T. McAndrew, a professor of psychology at Knox College, wrote, "That's why people who have supposedly reached the apex of happiness, lottery winners, successful entrepreneurs, and celebrities often don't seem much happier. Sometimes even worse off." Hey, that's pretty good information, isn't it? Paul says, "Hey, I learned to get along with a little or a lot." Kind of puts things in perspective when we're like, "I need this and I need that, and if I don't get this and I don't get that, and let me tell you some things that interrupt the opportunity to continue for me. An out of control schedule will mess up my opportunity to continue. I can't continue anything. It'll foil my whole life, an out of control schedule. Out of control. Take one thing at a time, get it done. 1, 2, misplaced priorities. Anything or anybody more important than our Lord. You don't think you can get things out of whack? Go through a divorce. Boy, oh boy. You either remember the Lord or not a lot or you don't. Misplaced priorities. I got to go get a drink. Everything out of the way so I can get a drink. Misplaced priorities. I got to get to the whatever. Anything or anybody more important than our Lord. 2, out of control. 1, misplaced priorities. 2, 3, discouragement. Oh yeah, that'll take you out of continuing. Sit there in your own slop. You decide you're a victim and you want out, right? I want out. I didn't sign up for this. Discouragement's a hard place for all of us, isn't it? It's pathetic. And we've all been there and we all do it. You can't look down on it because I can be that very easily. Discouragement. Out of control schedule, misplaced priorities, discouragement. 4, abundance of the flesh. Beware. Too much party time, kids. Complacent. I need a break. I deserve this. I work a lot. A lot of stress. I need to blow a little steam off. Abundance of the flesh. Too much party time. Causes complacency. So that's 4, out of control schedule. 1, 2, misplaced priorities. 3, discouragement. 4, abundance of the flesh. And finally, 5, of things that interrupt my opportunity to continue. What I call parasite sins. Parasite sins. I feel so guilty that I disconnect from God. I feel so guilty that I disconnect from God. Kids, all of this are human being. This is 5 line items that are human being. And when I pray for the opportunity to continue, I'm asking him to take this away from me. But I gotta wanna take it away. I gotta wanna just continue. Why? I tell people all the time, you wanna know how to fix everything? Just go back to work. Deuteronomy 30, God will prosper the works of our hands if our hearts are fully turned towards him and we are walking in obedience. Yeah, well, we can mess that up too, right? I'm working with my hands. I want more. See, it's a little tricky, isn't it? I just want the opportunity to continue. I didn't say I want the opportunity to be a billionaire. I want to be the opportunity to be money, property, and prestige. I want the opportunity to. I just said to continue. Why did I say that? Because of James 4:13. Come now, you who say today or tomorrow, we will go to such and such a city, spend a year there, buy and sell and make a profit. And that scripture goes on to say, whereas you do not know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? It is even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. What is all this talk about money, property, and prestige? Adventure, fame, and fortune, baby. I just want to continue in the bubble that he's given me today. If I can get that through my thick skull, I realize I'm only here for a moment, and so are you. It's important to praise and honor God for what he does while I got the chance. while I got the chance to choose him. In my free will, I want to free will choose him. And with my free will, I want to freely choose him. How many seconds do you have left? Think about it. What would you do with yours if you knew it was a 60-second countdown? How many seconds you got left? And suddenly you find out right now you got 60 seconds left. Acts 20:24, that I may finish my race with joy and the ministry which I received from the Lord Jesus to testify to the gospel of the grace of God. Could you do it in 60 seconds? Would you even believe it? Mind is a dangerous neighborhood. Don't go in there by yourself, as I always say. In a few seconds, I'll get off this phone and, God willing, help somebody just like you. Only because of the mercy, grace, and wisdom of our helper, as Jesus called him, the Holy Spirit. Our helper. The Holy Spirit that resides in each and every one of us. Do you get this? Are you hearing me? We are not promised yet another moment. So in each moment, we are allowed to grasp the opportunity to ignite God's will in our lives and the lives of others. Are you hearing me? To continue what? The opportunity to continue. And what you get to do today and all you got to do is what he wants. And what's he want? God's will in our lives and the lives of others. For you to be an example. Well, I'm helping everybody out today. I'm helping everybody. I'm going to help everybody. Are you working? Are you working correctly? Are you being a good example in your work? Well, I'm helping other people. Are you stopping to be a good example in the bubble he's given you right now? The answer to that question, only you know. An example of God in everything, to continue what? Being a goofball in your business, being a goofball with your spouse, being a goofball with your children, being a goofball with life. No, to continue in the bubble he's in his will, to do the work that he has you doing and to do it well as an example of God in the Bible. Are there examples of this? Yeah, let's just start with Psalm 66. Blessed be God, who has not turned away my prayer, nor his mercy from me. Why do I need mercy? Because in my day, I'm not a good example all the time. I help people all day long. Am I a good example all the time? No. I make mistakes. I get mad. Do I regret? Yes. Does he allow me to say repentance? Yes, it's a prayer key. I'm sorry. Help me get it right, man. And thanks for letting me stay in the bubble, even though I'm a goofball. How many times did God do that in the Bible? Well, the Old Testament's big on that. In the Bible, Moses begs God for mercy and not to destroy the Israelites in Exodus 32, 11, 14. You know, they'd made a little golden cow instead of God. They'd made a false god while Moses was up talking to God. They decided to make their own god, right? And Moses says, whoa. God says, I'm destroying them. These guys are nuts. No. Moses asked God, don't destroy the Israelites. You brought them out of Egypt with great power and strength. I remind you of the promise, God, that you made to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel to make their descendants as many as the stars in the sky and give them the land as their inheritance. God loved Abraham, and for what he said, Moses appealed to God's love for Abraham and his work protecting Israel. He loved Moses. He loved Abraham. And, you know, Moses says, hey, and what about the other nations? They might misunderstand your actions. You just brought them out to kill them. This is what you did with God's people. What did God do? He said, okay. That was a big prayer, Moses, the opportunity to continue. And what did he say? He did it for someone else. He prayed for the opportunity to continue to people that were out of control and didn't even know he made that prayer. The opportunity to continue for all of Israel. He didn't say for me. He said, hey, me, Moses, let me continue. I don't care what you do with those guys. He made a prayer in the bubble for everybody else that they get to stay in the bubble. Look, what else? What else in the Bible? We're sinners, not capable of entering heaven. Well, here's the big one. Christ bore the cross on your behalf, paying the price for sin. Isaiah 53, 5, 6 says, "But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. He was raised from the grave, and we're now free from the power of sin and death." We say that so easily, we don't even really able to embrace what that is. I always cite that scripture that says he was beaten beyond recognition. His face and his head were beaten beyond recognition. And it says here, if you believe he died for your sins and was raised from the dead, anyone who believes in Christ has new life, just as he was raised from the death to life. The opportunity to continue for all eternity. Yeah. The opportunity to continue. Do you really know what it means? There are many examples in the Old Testament of God allowing his sinful people to continue. One more time. One more time. God, I'm sorry. One more time. The prayer is answered time and time again throughout a 1,500-year period, and then the Lord Jesus arrived on the scene and settled it once and for all. We all have a chance to continue. Use it wisely. You could be anywhere today, my friends. All my buddies, you're on the phone today. I'm so proud of you. You're here. You're up. You're alert. You could be anywhere or not here at all, right? We could all be in the midst of a civil war, a world war. Instead, for the moment, we're here preparing our day's work, and this is part of it. We're here in the bubble. Prayer answered. Ask for the opportunity to continue. Thank you, Jesus. Chapter 23, ask God for the opportunity to continue his work for you, 2024. The key element here, don't forget to thank him when he does it. Amen, amen. John, let's hit it.